You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you drive through Midtown or downtown Sacramento, a large public mural somewhere is bound to catch your eye, and chances are pretty good that the mural was painted last year during the Wide Open Walls Festival. So by popular demand and truly love from the city over this, the festival is back. There's a press conference, a kickoff press conference in just a short while. And this year, the festival includes a live concert and a street party on August 17th. In the studio with me is the founder, the place where that light bulb went off, the founder of the festival, David Soban. Hi, David.
So great to see you again.
Glad to have you here. Also here, some of our local artists, Jaya King.
Hi.
Jaya, glad to have you here. Faye is here as well, a transplant from China.
Hi.
Making Sacramento home. What was important in bringing this festival back to Sacramento, David? What did you learn, and what made you think this has to keep going?
Well, our mission is really art for all. It's making art available for everybody to see, to put it out in the public eye. You don't necessarily have to go to an art gallery or a museum to see it. Street art is becoming unbelievably popular all over the world. And the reaction that we got, the oohs and the ahs, and just the amount of people taking pictures and visiting Sacramento from all over the world and writing about this festival, not just locally, but all over the world, was the impetus to keep it going. I don't see any stopping now. My wife might think there's going to be an end date to the Wide Open Walls Festival, but I don't see one right yet.
You two are a year-round season, right?
We are, yes.
Faye, tell me about the idea of public art in China and why Sacramento as a home for you in your art is important.
Awesome. I think that is really great question. So for me, like I, like public art or street art, kind of like gray area in China. So when I was in school and even like at my master's degrees, I always want to, you know, be a street artist. But under the circumstances, I can't, because, you know, even you can't find like a really good can in China. Mm-hmm. You know, it's illegal. Or so. For me, I feel like public art, just like David said, you can see everywhere. You know, street art should be on the street. You know, everybody can enjoy it. It's not only in the gallery or museum, in the white box, you know. So I feel like I moved here when I finished my master's degrees in oil painting. You know, always showing my work in nice places. But I'm kind of like tired of that. I want to try something new. Mm. You know, I feel like I don't want to be like nerdy. I want to be like on the street. People can enjoy my work. Actually, I was really nerdy when I was in school. So anyways, I feel like, wow, this is awesome opportunity. I have to be there. I have to paint something for the city I love. You know, I never thought about, again, I'm going to, you know, settle down in Sacramento. But now I really fall in love with all the art movement, and people here are so nice. I'm really lucky.
It doesn't seem that there's much settled down about you, really.
Right.
Where are you painting, and what are you going to be painting in the festival?
So my location is on between N and O on 21st Street. So the building called Holy Diver is a heavy metal rock and roll, like a music venue. And I think they did a great job choose the location. Thank you.
So you're at the Holy Diver. Good
Holy
for you.
Diver.
Part of this job is the curating, to make sure that you have the right artist on the right building with the right landlord. So knowing Faye and her history and the style of her art, and knowing Brett Blair and the Holy Diver bar, it seemed to be just like the perfect match.
What's the dimension for her mural? How tall is it?
Ooh,
do you know?
It's 15 feet off the ground. It starts. It's 20 feet tall. And is it 80, 65 feet wide?
Right.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a big piece of real estate.
Is that the biggest you'll have ever painted?
Actually, not the biggest, but I think maybe like most challenged one, because in the air, and also is like a outdoor mural. Actually, I paint like several, like just play around when I was in China. Of course, it's not in public, you know, just my parents' backyard.
So I got to add something too, because last year we did something that was an incredible experiment, and it was giving artists an opportunity to paint outdoors and street art that are well-known, great artists, but they've never painted in public. They've never done outdoor work. Mm. So both Jaya and Faye have an opportunity to do their first street art, their first murals outdoors. hours. Wow. And the reason that we continue it is because it worked. Both Rafael Delgado, Jeff Musser, Marin Conrad, Micah Crandall-Bear all did their first murals for us last year, and they all turned out fabulously.
So Jaya, jump in here. Do you have some nerves about this?
Oh, of course. I mean, if I didn't have nerves, I would be just way too cocky.
All right. What's the plan for you? Where will you be painting and what are you painting?
I'm going to be at the Guild Theater in Oak Park.
Fabulous.
Which is very exciting. And I keep joking that, you know, the universe just has a good plan for me because David didn't know that I moved to Oak Park in April. And I'm literally a 2-minute drive from my location.
Wow.
And so I feel very blessed that I have a space that is this prominent in the community. And I'm absolutely not taking it for granted. This is very, very important.
The Guild Theater is an important kind of centerpiece placement in Oak Park. How big is the space?
Huge. It's huge.
Is it the whole,
I have given these incredible women some opportunities to paint really big.
Okay.
Really big.
It's, I think, 32 feet high and about 80 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Let me know if you need help.
Okay, yeah, you can help. Yeah, it's a pretty big piece of real estate, and I just have to be pragmatic about my plan. You know, what am I going to do day one? Where do I want to be by day five? And how am I going to get to day 10? So that helps me kind of keep it in perspective as opposed to just looking at a big blank wall.
You mentioned Rafael Delgado, and at the press conference, he'll be speaking, but he's part of a group that's painting on the Sac State campus.
Yes. We had a really, really good idea last year, and that was to sort of feature the word Sacramento. And letter by letter, Rafael, he helped us curate. We hired him to basically do this project, and he brought back 10 artists that painted last year, and each artist is doing an individual letter in their individual style. So what you're going to have is just an incredible, you know, incredible piece of art, an incredible photo opportunity. And it is going to be at the main entrance when you pull into CSUS every day on the side of the theater. Just a massive wall.
The great thing is that this is free art in motion that everybody can enjoy. You get to watch the artists on the website, are the locations, the artists, all the information. And just one question about the support of this, everything from the gallons and gallons of paint to the funding to bring artists in and have them do this, David, how has the community responded and supported this?
Just open arms and just the love and the support and the financial support that it takes is absolutely massive. I mean, we've got artists flying in from all over the world. The lifts, the equipment, it just goes on and on.
Is this now a $250,000 festival?
Oh, we doubled that this
you
year.
Did.
Yeah. It's going to take $500,000.
Wow.
And whiteopenwalls.org if you want to make a donation.
We're
close to funding it. Let's put it that way.
There's the pitch. Faye, Jaya, first of all, thank you for being here and for the work you're about to take on. Good luck
in
the completion. We'll need to post photos at the finish line on our website.
Please.
And David, same thing. This is an ongoing conversation just as it's an ongoing festival. So congratulations.
Thank you. Art for all. Let's do this.
All right. Wide Open Walls starts with a press conference in just a little bit, and it continues through August 19th. And 17th is the big block party and concert. So there's more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio.